Okay, guys, before we start this episode, I did just want to do a little dedication, a little love shout out to our beautiful friends, Mara and Geert, who have lost their beautiful angel baby, Milo. Milo, as your godmother, I wanted to dedicate this episode to you. Mara and Geert, if you are listening, we love you so much, and so does the entire Disney community. Hello, Disney Dreamers, and welcome to the DLP Clubhouse, your compass to the wonderful world of DLP. I'm Leisha.
And I'm Andrea, and welcome, guys. So, I know we've been away a little bit, but we're back, and today we're going to have a special episode where we talk about character dining returning to DLP. Well, it's already back, but we would like to talk about it because it's kind of an interesting experience. So we're going to talk about tips and to what is available at the moment. But first, let's talk about updates. So, Leisha, a lot of things has happened.
Past
month of May.
Yes.
So just talk about a couple of updates. Not everything is new updates, but things that have happened this month that we probably should tell you. So the official anniversary collectible key has been available at the 20th of May, but the reservations would have been open for the 18th, and it can only be booked through Line Boutique for the World of Disney. So I don't know if you guys remember, it's this really beautiful golden key with the castle and the 30th anniversary logo on it. So that's cute. Also, Doctor Strange is available to meet at the Marvel Hotel throughout the month of May because of the movie, of course. He doesn't have an official meet. It's just that he walks around for like an hour, just chilling.
Just wandering through the multiverse.
Yes.
The hotel of the Marvel Hotel.
Yes.
Yeah.
Also, the Disneyland Hotel construction has now been moved to the entrance. So you can't enter Disneyland Paris anymore through the middle.
It's
through the sides. But it means that the AP entrance has returned. Like the original one. The one that we normally go through on the left.
And does that mean like the right side is super busy now? Because the last time I was there, like it was just chaos and so many people. So how is this going?
Yeah, it's busy. But I mean, to be fair, it's just the center part. Like it's just, you know, where the tunnel, like where the logo of the hotel is. It's literally just that part. So, you know, there's like two other sections around.
Yeah.
So the hotel.
The registers.
Yeah.
Those parts are still open.
Those parts are still open. Yes.
Oh, okay.
But I mean, I think it's better than having just the middle open that has been for the past month.
That was a crazy bottleneck, man.
Yeah, it was just, but at least now the crowd will disperse a little bit better. So,
yeah. Yay.
So there's also been free screenings for the Doctor Strange for Infinity available for the 16th and 17th. But by the time this is recording, by the time this gets to you guys, probably be too late. But whenever stuff like this happens, please, if you're an Infinity Pass holder, check your portal because it will come up. It happened for Encanto, it happened for other for Spider-Man as well. So make sure that you have a look and you'll be able to get a free screening. Of course, it's in French, but
I was just gonna ask because I was like, if it's gonna be French, never.
But if you don't care about that, which
jamais.
You
jamais.
But that is a thing. Also, the annual pass party is coming back in September.
Yay!
There is no official theme currently, and there's no official date. Yes. So,
well, yeah.
Well,
let's hope I am in the country because I'm. Did I tell you I'm going to California in September?
Yes.
Yes, I'm going to see the D23 Expo. And then I'm also going, of course, back to Disney Anaheim because it's so freaking amazing. But let's just hope I can do both. That would be awesome.
When are you going?
I'm leaving the 5th of September for a week or maybe two, depending on what we can do financially.
You're not going to be here for it.
How do you know?
Because I know.
You know when the date is?
Yeah, but I can't say. Like, I'm not allowed to say it online.
Pupu kaka. That's all I'm going to say.
Sorry about that.
Thanks. Thanks, friend.
How do you know? Unless they move the date, which Disneyland Paris.
Honestly, it's Disneyland Paris, and still I can manifest whatever I want. So let's just keep our fingers crossed that I'll just be able to do both.
Yes. Also, talking about parties, Leisha, the Halloween parties are coming back.
Ooh.
For the 9th and the 31st of August. Now.
Wait, August?
October. October. I'm just like.
I was like. What is this, America? Where they like celebrate?
I wish, because imagine the amount of like times we would have gone to the Halloween party. Anyway, but I mean, the Halloween party here at Disneyland Paris, you know, I went to the last year's one, and to be honest, I'm really debating if it's even worth it going this year. It depends. Well, if they put out the program early enough,
yeah,
it'd be like.
And also for me, but it's again me, the character hugging parts, you know, the last party we haven't really talked about, because guys, also my bad that we have been postponing recording an episode for so long, because I'm such a bad friend, sorry, but we went to the party and I couldn't hug characters, and I was like, what, it's back, why can't I? And you know, so if that wouldn't be able to happen with Halloween, I would definitely not join. No,
I think definitely character hugging will be back at Halloween. I just feel like after the way they handled last Halloween with guest flow, I don't know, I just felt so cheated, so but true. Anyway, also talking about parties as well, New Year's is coming back. Ooh. Well, it was back last year, but it's back again, and also Halloween and Christmas season have been confirmed to return. Halloween will start on the 1st of October and Christmas, 1st of October till, what did I say, the 6th of November, and Christmas will start on the 12th and ending on the 8th of January. Now, I will say, like, it hasn't been confirmed or denied that they will be bringing back the 30th anniversary celebration after Christmas in January. So at the moment, currently, the feeling is that it's going to end on the 1st of October when everything finishes. So it's either going to be a really short season for an anniversary, but I think that's a good idea, to be honest, because also I want the crowds to go down, guys. I'm sorry.
True, true. So I think that is the one thing all of us really miss about COVID.
Oh, the social distancing and just the lack of people, because it's so busy, guys, now. But I think it's just because it's 2022. I have a feeling that next year, when everyone has had their holidays that they've been planning for the past 2 years and the anniversary is not here, I think it's just going to be a little bit more back to normal to 2019, because there is nothing special specifically happening next year. So,
Yeah.
But anyway, so that was the updates. Any other thoughts, Leisha, about updates?
Any other thoughts? I'm just going through my head through all the Instagram posts I recently saw. I'm just like getting excited for Avengers Campus.
Yeah.
I'm very curious to see what will happen. I visited Avengers Campus when I was in DCA. In Anaheim, but it's probably because we were there in the morning and it was our first time and we were not very well prepared because it was so overwhelming, but I was like, oh, okay, so this is it. Like, I was a little bit, oh, and we didn't see any characters, but that was probably our fault planning wise. So I really hope that it will be everything I hope for, and I hope that Disneyland Paris will like prove themselves a little bit more, if that makes sense.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah. I think because a lot of things that have Disneyland Paris has done has been so like either not fully complete or done on cheap or just not done in a way that you would expect from Disney. I just hope that having so much new people in the company and just having and actually been being owned by Disney completely, to be honest, that should be enough for them to do actually good work.
Yeah.
I want to get excited, but I'm also like so scared that things are just not going to be the way I would wish it. It is supposed to come during midsummer, so that's June, July. That is what they're kind of speculating on. Mm-hmm. So yeah, we're gonna have to see. It will be something that I did get confirmed from the inside was that it will be reservation only for that land. Basically, they don't want to obviously have everyone
like they did with Star Wars.
Obviously they run the risk, especially this year because it's so busy, having everyone going to one land. So for them, it's in their best interest to put up reservations. I think the reservations are supposed to come soon, because obviously people need to reserve very soon. We shall see. I think from what I see visually, it looks amazing, because like you can already see all the work. It looks beautiful already. And it's kind of, it looks prettier than the DCA one, I'm not gonna lie, like the external work. But then again, it should be better than the DCA one, because everything has been tested already. Kind of like, you have all the rides already, you have all everything done already. If anything, there should be an improvement, because you should know what is working.
So rides wise, so I remember that they were changing the Rock and Roller Coaster. Are there any other rides that they are like reusing?
No, there's no reused rides. They have the Spider-Man ride that they're bringing over from DCA.
Exactly.
Yeah. And yeah, no, it's becoming the Iron Man ride. Rock and Roller Coaster. It will have a whole new pre-show. It's basically the same track though, so it's basically the same ride. It's just they gave it an entire overhaul. Apparently the queue is going to be very, very beautiful and very amazing and very interactive. Mm-hmm. So that's that. Sad I'm not going to be able to see it, because I don't like roller coasters, but
I will see it for you.
See it for me. You can video it. I will it do for it.
You and Peter can sit outside, take my bags, and I will
me and Peter eating shawarma or whatever else is in that land.
I should buy this GoPro to put on my head or something. Like,
yes,
we can make some video content for our Instagram account. Oh my gosh. And so there is the Iron Man rides, there will be the Spider-Man ride. Are there any other rides?
No, it's just those two rides for now, because they are thinking of adding more, but those are the two main ones that will be opening with the land. I can say some of these characters, because they should, I mean, you would know if you looked at the audition paperwork. Yes.
Yeah,
so we're getting Captain America, but Sam, so the new one.
Who's
you know Falcon?
Yeah,
he's now Captain America.
Is this from the series?
Yeah, he's now.
Let me freaking.
We need to catch up, Leisure, with the Marvel universe. Jesus
Christ, I am so out. Oh yeah, of course, Sam Wilson.
Yeah. We're also supposed to get T'Challa.
Oh.
So Black Panther. Mm-hmm. We're also supposed to get the Dora Milaje, but we don't know if we have those roles fulfilled yet. What's the other one? Oh, Ant-Man and the Wasp, which is fun. I can't remember the other ones, but there a lot more.
The ones that we can meet now, or we used to be able to meet inside a theater, those people will probably just be moved,
they will continue.
Right?
They will
move to the land, no?
To the land anyway, yes, of course.
So, yeah.
But yeah, okay. we will get new characters as the Disney Plus shows as well. So I'm just excited that we're going to have basically the same kind of style that they have at DCA, which is like, for now, they have a new Wanda, like Scarlet Witch.
Yeah.
They had Moon Knight when the Moon Knight series were going through. So I'm just excited that we're going to get like fresh faces. And
yes.
And of course we have Spider-Man too. Okay.
Of course.
The best one. So
I just wonder what they're going to do then with the meet and greet in Marvel Hotel. Because there you can meet Spider-Man in his like little decor.
I would think that they probably would want to like change over. Like sometimes you meet Spider-Man there, you can meet him in the other place, or you meet another character. I think it will depend on staffing.
Mm-hmm. Probably. That, yeah.
Probably. So sure. We shall see. We shall see.
Cool. Also, I wanted to add a little listening tip or reading tip, whatever you would like. I listen to books personally because I love reading as well. But I, when I'm in the car, I either listen to podcasts like our amazing podcast or just fun books. And I've been listening to the book from Bob Iger, Robert Iger, about his career from or at Disney. And it's called Ride of a Lifetime, I think. And it's like the prologue. I'm not sure. Have you read the book before, Andrea?
No, but I know of it. Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. In the prologue, he discusses that he is in Shanghai while it's going to open. But at the same time, while he's there, the shooting happens in 2016 or 2017 in Orlando. Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Plus, the little boy gets killed by the alligator in Disney World. So all these things happen at the same time that he's in like Shanghai. And he talks about it like being a CEO and what it does to him. And I was like honestly tearing up listening to it because I personally love Bob Iger, not so much the new Bob, but here we go. And then like, honestly, I would, if you like the business side and want to know more about what it's like running the business of Disney, I love the book. I'm not even far yet in the book, but I love it. So this is just a little tip I'm putting out there.
No, it's actually got quite a lot of good reviews, that book.
Yeah.
Because I mean, the one thing I always say about Bob Iger is like, yes, he was a businessman. Yes, he prioritized stockholders. Like don't get it twisted. Just because the new Bob is doing stuff, the old Bob was doing a lot of like my nickel and diming. The difference is that Bob Iger was just good PR. He was just really good at marketing himself and marketing the company. And when he did things like, for example, when they had issues with Star Wars and some of the new lands, mm-hmm. especially because they promised a lot of things but they did not follow through at all, he was able to basically lessen the blow just because he was a really good person to talk to.
Yeah,
he's just a really
very approachable.
He's very approachable and he knows what to say and when. And that's the biggest problem with the current Bob. It's just he has issues when it comes to communication mm-hmm. and image.
Yeah,
stuff.
Yeah, and it's definitely about it. I mean, it's like politics. Huh? It's a good image and all that.
Exactly.
But I think, like the values that I hear in the book, I'm like, wow. But again, I've not finished it yet, but for those of you who like this side of the story, definitely recommend.
Yeah, yeah. It's a good read.
Oh, and anyway. I'm also, sorry, just one more.
Go
and
then on.
I'm going to shut up. Sorry. I also bought a very cute book, but I saw just a little thing that we need to talk about real quick. I saw that the bookstore in DLP is selling English books now.
Is it?
I think those books are English. Yeah, yeah. About the Disney parks, the Disney posters. So I have this big ass collection of Disney books. So I was like, oh my gosh, like I was already going to text you, please buy me every book and put it in a box and I will come pick it up. But anywho, I bought a book, Walt Disneyland, which is a book that I bought in Disneyland Anaheim with like all these photos. And I'm not sure if you're a reader or not, but if you read this book before you go to sleep with your little, like I have a little like sleepy tea and then I read this book, I'm like smiling going to sleep. Aww, so this cute. Is the cutest little stories about Walt Disney in the parks. And oh, man, Walt Disney, I love you so much. That's all I want to say.
Mm-hmm. So cute. Yeah,
that's it. Okay. And this is that was it. That was just my random flabber. And we will now continue to go to the core of the podcast. I am sorry.
Yes. I mean, Leisha will have to keep talking because the first thing that we're going to talk about, well, we're talking about character dining, guys, finally.
Yes.
At DLP. It has returned. Now, Leisha actually has experienced the two places where you can do character dining at DLP. So it would be Auberge de Centurion and also Plaza Gardens. Only breakfast and dinner.
Yes.
So, Leisha, why don't you tell us a little bit about your experience, first thoughts, just like your initial thoughts of character dining as you experienced it at DLP for now?
Like general?
Just a general overview of how like you felt the return of the character dining.
in general, I was super happy because, of course, I am a very big character fan. So I was like, oh, thank God I can hug them again. Although it's a little bit awkward. I was a little bit awkward in the beginning because I know that some characters want you to ask them if you can hug them. So I did ask them because I know in Princess Pavilion, maybe this has changed. I'm not sure. So I was there the last time, the 11th, 12th and 13th of April. And I remember that somebody told me, if you meet a princess, definitely ask them if you want to, they want to hug you. Mm-hmm. But general feeling good. I think if we go into the specifics of Auberge and Plaza Gardens, I do have some thoughts.
Okay. So I think we should start with Auberge because I think that's the one that everybody specifically really wants to do. Just to cover some ground first. So Auberge is open either just for lunch or is having a dinner at lunch and dinner, if that makes sense. So you would have to check if on that day they will have a dinner service because they don't have it all the time. Mm-hmm. The menu, they have only one menu available.
True.
And that is 79 euros up front. If you have the dining plan, of course, that would, you would have to actually have it on your dining plan to be able to do it or pay the difference depending. Mm-hmm. And of course their children's menus, they have two, which one is 46 euros and the other one's also 46 euros, but it's depending on what kind of food you would like for your child. They also have the birthday, birthday cakes that you can get, the 30th anniversary Mickey or the mini one. They also have alcohol as well. It's also a very, very beautiful restaurant. Like visually, it's just very nice. Mm-hmm. And okay, so Leisure's going to have a little conversation. So this, by the way, is a princess meet only. Basically, sometimes they do have Minnie Mouse dressed as princess.
What?
Yeah, they had it one of these days. I was like, oh, interesting. Mm. But most of the time it's, you know, Rapunzel, Belle, Snow White, Merida, like princesses in general. So Leisure, why don't you tell us about your thoughts, opinions on your like experience at Auberge?
So I've been to Auberge many times before the pandemic, because I love character dining and that's probably where I spend most of my money. I think the main difference, first of all, is that it was very, very hard to get in. Also, if you hear little paws on the background, this is my dog just stretching on the floor. Okay. It was very hard to get in and I couldn't get a reservation online. And they always tell you at the hotels, go there to the front of the restaurant and ask them if they have room. So I waited for like half an hour, 45 minutes. It was already also raining that moment. So I was like, okay, I'll just wait and just see. They were super unfriendly. I have to be very honest. They were not very kind, probably because they were like not, I think they were a little bit understaffed and they were like, no, there's no more room. I went back. So I think the first shift started at like 12 or something. I don't know. And I went back at about 2:30 and I said, do you still have room? Yes, yes. And I said, what time does the restaurant close? Yeah, we just have the new shift at 6. So I went inside and it was almost empty. So only 6 tables and these people were still having lunch. So this means that there is no way in hell that there is a full capacity in that restaurant.
I'll tell you a little bit about how booking works now for the character dining a little bit later on, but there is a reason why that it's like that. So
well,
just know that DLP is doing DLP.
I'm curious to know what you know about this, but I talked about this with a cast member friend of mine and she was actually like, honestly, I don't understand why they're doing this because these princesses are literally wandering around the tables, just in their beautiful character, looking at stuff, talking to each other. And I feel like they were bored. And for me as a client, as a like, what client is not the right word, like
it's a
like
guest,
a guest, exactly. I was just like, I feel so awkward for them. They were amazing, of course. They were super, super kind. I loved seeing them, I loved hugging them. They came back like 2 or 3 times because it was so empty, so that was something that was good, but it didn't feel cozy. And it's something, it's like we talked about this before, we hate the crowds right now. So okay, nice that the restaurant isn't full, But when you're eating and the princesses are wandering around and they can't really come up to your table and talk to you because your mouth is stuffed with this food, you know, so it's just, it was a little bit awkward. The food itself was really good. I do want to add what you said, like in the menu. So you have the set menu of a, like an entree, the main, and then the dessert. You can choose. So you have a lot of vegetarian options. I think even vegan, I'm not sure. I don't know. At least vegetarian.
You should be able to make amendments to the food.
Yeah. And then when we were finished, so I think the last half an hour, the princesses left, which was fine because we already had dessert and I was like, it's fine. I had to ask for the check. It took, I think, again, half an hour to get the check, and I had to go inside the kitchen to pay. Yeah, that meant that a part of the staff was probably on break, which I understand. But the fact that I need to go inside the kitchen to pay is a little bit weird. Like, honestly, I was like, what the fuck is this? So for me, returning, the experience was not wow. But again, I think in the back of your head, you're always like, okay, this is DLP. They are messing up. Like, you remember what you told me? I think in the episode, or you told me that they are actually hiring people who don't even speak English.
Yeah.
This is Auberge. People do not speak English.
Yeah.
The people who you come into and they say there is room and we will let you in, they speak a little bit English. The staff inside do not speak English, or at least the people that I met.
Yeah. There is a huge staffing problem at Disneyland Paris. Like, they need people and they can't hire enough people, basically. No. And now they're hiring 16-year-olds because basically they don't want to raise the price of their pay.
Wow.
So they rather hire underage.
Great. It's fantastic. Yes. Great. So I think for €79 at this point, I'm not sure if it's worth it. No.
I always say that Auberge is one of those ones where I personally would never do, because I'm a food first type of person. Yeah. And knowing it's frozen, I just can't.
Yeah.
Like, I can't in good conscience go. But also because, like, I'm not a character person. And so for me, the one draw of Auberge is princesses. If you're not a fan of princesses,
no,
it's really not worth going to at all. So I feel like if you are someone, let's say you're a family, it's expensive. But if, let's say that you're a family, and you really want to meet princesses, like, it is something that is so important to you and your children, and you want to go on that trip, it might be worth doing it just so that you don't have to wait 2 hours at Princess Pavilion.
True, true.
And you get to meet so many princesses at the same time.
Exactly. Princess Pavilion is like a 10-minute max meet with one princess. I think it's, if you really like the prince, I mean, I like the princesses, it's worth it. But it's a lot of money. And I do expect the experience to be also with the staff and not only the cast members. You know what I mean?
When you are paying, I mean, I did a story when they announced like the menu and everything and the price. I was like, you do realize there's a lot of Michelin star restaurants in castles that are either the same price or cheaper. Mm-hmm. And I just find it kind of ridiculous that the service that you get at Auberge isn't even at a good level, because it should be if you're paying that much money for a restaurant when you know Disneyland Paris for sure is making such a huge markup just on the fact that you're buying the food. So I just find the whole thing just a bit weird. But again, if princesses is something that matters to you, it might be worth doing once. Just get it done. But I personally would say, like, it's not worth doing it multiple times. It's not a place that you've returned to, maybe for your birthday, maybe for like
for a special occasion.
You can.
I would also personally, if I can just add one more thing, I would go with friends. I went with Peter alone and I love my husband, but it takes some time. So it takes like 2 hours. And I was like, cool. Yeah. Like, it would be more fun to have friends with you.
Yeah. I actually, what you said about princesses coming up to you whilst you're eating, I've been hearing that quite a lot from people. There's a lot of people that are like, yeah, I felt kind of weird that they were just hanging around and you just are eating food and it's just kind of weird, instead of feeling like
Yeah, you want to like almost ask them like, do you want to sit down and join me? Like honestly, because I was like, you know, yeah.
Yeah.
Let's talk about Plaza Gardens.
Yes. So Plaza Gardens is a buffet style restaurant. They used to just have breakfast, I believe, with characters, but now they have
Think
dinner
so.
as well.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Oh.
We'll get onto that in a section. So now you can have character dining with characters for breakfast. An adult menu costs 41. So basically you're just paying for the whole buffet apart from drinks, obviously. So that's 41 for the breakfast for adults, 35 for kids. And then you have dinner as well. Again, this is an all-you-can-eat establishment. It's 69 euros for an adult for dinner. And for kids, it's 36, which 36 is what it used to cost without the characters. But
True.
yeah, so that is what it is right now. Of course, they have like so much food. Like the food is not bad at Plaza Gardens. It never has been awful. It's
No.
been like decent. And the fact that it's all you can eat is also like a big draw for the
Yeah.
restaurant.
Definitely.
And because it has so much choice, basically your whole family would find something to eat. It's not like a place where you just have one thing to eat. And also they have a lot of wines, a lot of cold drinks, hot drinks. Yeah, it's pretty a decent place to eat. So, Leisha, you had such an interesting experience at Plaza. Why don't you kick us off on the discussion of Plaza Gardens with you, character
Okay, I'm
dining?
just gonna sit up straight for a second here because I've been sitting like a little hobo, making myself comfortable, but I need to sit up straight for this conversation. No. So this was, we made a reservation, I think the 12th of April. So as you know, the 12th of April was a big celebration in the park. And we were there because we walked inside and it was like this beautiful, epic moment where everybody was on Main Street, all the cast members, flags out, music, clapping, hugs. It was so like goosebumps, like amazing. But we had a reservation, I think about 8:30-ish or something, or 9, I don't remember. But I was like, how the fuck do I get in? Because the crowds were wild. Like, honestly, everybody wanted to be in Disneyland. So the entire area in front of the hotel was crazy busy. And I was just like, honestly, we'll just get in when we get in. We made a reservation. Worst case scenario, we'll just get a sandwich. But I would, of course, like to be in Plaza Gardens because we had a room at Compass Club at Newport Bay. So in when you make a reservation for Compass Club, you pay for the breakfast, which is included. So I paid for 3 days, which is extreme, and I have an infinity. I paid 1500 euros just for 3 nights, so 1500 euros per night including breakfast.
Wow.
This is very, I know. However, for me personally, why did I pay this amount of money? First of all, because it was the celebration time. We don't do this every time we go. It was also just, it had been my birthday. Like, I was just like, okay, let's just like just treat ourselves a little bit. And honestly, I love spending money on experience, so for me that was fine. They told me at Compass Club, when you make reservation at another place for breakfast, you will only have to pay the difference. So by the time we actually get into the restaurant, so you guys, so we were like wandering around the castle, you guys were just moving forward. We went inside. So we were 45 minutes late, I think, for breakfast for our shift. We went inside, and this guy said to me, first of all, you will have 45 minutes to get the breakfast in. And maybe you will not be able to meet every character because in 45 minutes or an hour, I don't even remember what time it was, the next shift starts. And I'm like, yeah, but I couldn't get inside of the park. Yeah, but that's your problem. Okay then.
No, it's not.
Well,
Oh my
here we
God.
go. Yeah. So we went inside and I was just like, okay. They had to find the code to type into the computer to make like
Oh
the
no, I know what you're
difference
saying.
happen. Yeah. So they told me I had, so I showed them my pass, I showed them the magic card. Oh yes, so it's what was it like 40, 50, or I don't know, like money. And then I said, oh, but we only have to pay the difference. Ah, oh, okay. Then I need to ask the guest member friend of mine who will figure it out. Okay. So we had to wait like an extra fucking 15 minutes while we were already on the clock, like TikTok, hello, we need to get inside because apparently we need to leave in like 3 minutes, you know? So, so it took some time. They find it, and it was only 11 euros per person, which I, or even like 15 for us together. So it was really okay price-wise. I was like, okay, I'm willing to pay that money. That's not a lot of extra. We were inside. I actually only met Geppetto and Pinocchio, which was, I mean, of course, I wish I would have met Tigger, Eeyore, Winnie the Pooh, I think. Like,
yeah.
Or Goofy, mm-hmm. That would be beautiful. But I knew walking in, I probably wouldn't be able to meet everyone. Again, the restaurant was not full. Just saying, like, some, I'm again curious what you're going to say on that, but it was not full at all. The food was pretty good, but again, like, it's just general good food. So it's nothing special. It's just fine. It's okay. Was he? And then at the end, they came like saying, you need to leave. And I'm like, okay, I'm going to finish. And then they actually like almost took my plate out of my mouth. Like, they were like, the shift, like all these people were like still eating. And they were like, you need to leave. And like taking the plates off the table while people were still eating. So they were really pushing us out. And this is something that I, again, service wise, this is not Disney quality. This is not what Walt Disney would have wanted. I actually read in the book that I was just talking about that Walt Disney once like spoke to a busboy about like, make sure that everything is magical and don't pick up plates when there are guests watching, like honestly, like all that. And I mean, again, I knew we were walking, we didn't want to go back and have breakfast somewhere else because it was so busy, it was so overwhelming. But the fact that the experience was so shitty, and of course I loved the characters, they were really fun. Like, also I do have to say Pinocchio was like, yes, quick, like he was like tapping his wrist, making very clear that we have like we only had like 1 minute to take a photo. And I was like, okay, well, okay, thank you.
That's ridiculous.
That was the most rushing breakfast I've ever had in my life.
Because I know Michelle, who you've met, she's done Plaza Gardens a couple of times.
Yeah.
During, even in that trip. And she says that she likes it a lot. But I think the problem of your experience is the fact that they didn't have a separate queue or separate entrance, yes, just for those who had reservations for food.
But, sorry, I'm just going to add, a separate line would be nice, but I wouldn't have wanted to have missed the full experience of going into Main Street. Like, a breakfast, honestly, for me, it could just be like a little bit later, but then I just wanted to see everybody. That moment was so freaking magical, so...
No, but they could have had a separate entrance where you go through Main Street. You just get there earlier.
Yeah.
But I think there's so much wrong with your experience. I just can't. But from what I hear from the general thing is that, is it worth the price that you pay for Plaza, especially for dinner? The dinner price is absolutely crazy to me because it's like a lot more expensive than the breakfast for the same experience. Like, why? It's almost double the price.
Yeah.
So for me, I'm like, of course, if you really want to do character dining, this is a great, especially for breakfast, this is a great way to do it for cheaper. So you don't have to do, if you don't want to do auberge, but you want to do something. But I don't know, man. Just from the amount of people that I've spoken to that have done this, it's always like, yeah, but there's always a but. True. There's always something like,
yeah,
I think Plaza Gardens has always been one of those restaurants that when I've gone into, I've always been like, oh god, like the food's fine, like, but the service is just,
that's what it's
almost, always been the service. Like, when even always, without characters, it's always been the service is a bit weird. It's always really slow. It's always like people don't know what they're doing. And I don't know what it is. So for me, in my brain, I'm like, if the service was really slow during pandemic times when we only had like two people in the restaurant, like, how is it now? Like, I just, I'd rather go to like Billy Bob's. I'd rather go to Marvel. Yeah. To downtown if I wanted to have a good like buffet style meal. But what you went through is absolutely horrible, but that is like Disneyland Paris to a T. It literally is how sometimes the service is.
And I mean, we know people who work in restaurants.
And it's a management thing. It has to be.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, like, sorry, we're both so excited about this topic, but you go first.
No, I'm just saying, like, yeah, we know a lot of cast members. Like, yeah. I've known a lot of people who have worked in the restaurant end of Disneyland Paris. But like, and there's amazing people. Like, don't get me wrong. There's people at Cabo Cookout. By the way, there's a lady at Cabo Cookout who's amazing. Mm-hmm. She remembers all, like, so many people's names, and she always recognizes you when you come back. And she's always so happy. And also the really cute guy who was at Hakuna Matata who gave me a free ice cream. That was amazing service. Mm-hmm. But the thing is, I'm always like, there's amazing people who actually work in the service industry at Disneyland Paris. Mm-hmm. But there's also some people who are just horrible. Yeah. And that is not particularly their fault. It's the fault of the management for not training them properly. I know for a fact that they don't train them well. Mm. And that's because, like, they explicitly showed us their fucking training situation with the servers. Mm-hmm. Like, the fact that that poor guy on the fucking documentary TV that they actually filmed, I can't believe they let people, like,
you told me this. Yeah.
I can't believe they let people film that, because I was like, that does not make you look good. The fact that you're like, yeah, this person doesn't speak English. This person has no previous experience in the hospitality. Mm-hmm. And then you put him in freaking Captain Jack's, where he has to speak English to guests. You put him front of house. And instead of, like, training him for like a month or like 2 weeks at least, no, he was on his own in the first shift. How crazy is that?
That's absolutely, like, Walt Disney would turn around in his grave. That's all I'm going to say.
I'm going to turn around in my grave.
Wow. Yeah. And again, it's not because if you're a cast member listening to this, like, honestly, we love you guys so much.
You know, it's not you. It's not you.
No, it's like, okay, language, you will not be able to learn probably English in a week. Probably not. But there is definitely a issue going on.
But I mean, it's not your fault that you're putting into that job, because I know at Disneyland Paris, you don't always get to choose the job that you are given. Mm. So for me, I'm like, then if you have obviously been explicit in saying that I do not know this language, or I'm not comfortable speaking this language, it is on them that they should have put you elsewhere, or back of house, or somewhere where you're able to speak your own language, or at least enough time for you to learn English enough to be able to be put somewhere else.
Yeah.
But it's never on the CMs. I'm always really understanding, even if they act shitty to me sometimes. I'm understanding that they're in a difficult position because they have been put in positions where, you know, it's not the very nicest of things that they have to go through.
True. So, and the pressure is probably extreme. I mean, we are, like, honestly, I'm just thinking, we are making a podcast where we're discussing things that don't make us happy as a guest. I can assume there is some pressure going on. However, as a guest, you should never feel that there is pressure towards your staff or cast members.
Exactly.
And I think that is just the difference between, like, making it human and, Anywho, so what else do we need to talk about character dining wise?
So I think we should actually talk about booking, because that is probably the biggest hurdle issue about character booking. So you asked me earlier about what I know about booking. So booking for character dining is extremely complicado in Disneyland Paris. So it really depends if you're staying on site or if you're staying off site. So everyone knows that on the Disneyland Paris app, you are able to book reservations for all restaurants, right? Mm-hmm. Of course, these reservations go really quickly because there's so many, it's so many people, and it's so busy all the time. Specifically this year, I'm saying that. And so what ends up happening is that those reservations go out really, and by the way, as soon as the reservations normally are open for the next 3 months or the next month.
Mm-hmm.
So as soon as the reservation is available and open, please book your reservations early as heck. You need to be on time to book those reservations on the app if you're staying offsite specifically as well. Like, you really need to be, like, on it like a car bonnet when it comes to these reservations. I don't care if you think, like, oh, it's like my holidays in 3 months and maybe it, blah, blah. No, you get on there and you book these things, because they will be gone. Rest assured, a lot of these restaurants, like Waltz, for example, haven't seen an open reservation for the past 2 days, for the past 2 months.
We actually have a reservation for our next visit. Yes, Hirte managed to get one for Sunday. So it's 11:30, so pretty early though. But I'm actually, like when you're seeing this, I was actually going on the app again and seeing for, because we're four people then that weekend, and I'm looking at reservations, but it's, there's nothing, nothing. And it's like,
and not even any restaurant, because normally you'll find like maybe like one Sierra Remy's and Plaza Gardens mm-hmm. might be having some, and you normally see at least some reservation yeah. somewhere, but no, it's literally like booked up completely. True. So, and you're probably thinking now, like, Andrea, why is it complicated? You just say, just book through the app. Well, mm-hmm. here comes the clincher. If you are staying on site, I don't know if Disneyland Paris doesn't really communicate very well, but if you have booked a package where you're staying on site mm-hmm. and you have either the dining deal or you just want to do one restaurant, for example, please, if you're on the phone with a Disney agent, tell them specifically, I would like to do character dining for this restaurant or that restaurant at this day.
Okay.
They can add it to your package.
Whoa.
Okay. And something that Disney does not tell you, because they're fucking dumb shits. Sorry. I love you, Disney, but you know what I'm saying.
Love it.
Is that they actually have seats reserved specifically just for hotel guests. So what ends up happening, because they haven't told hotel guests that, oh, when you book a package or when you book a room with us, you can instantly ask either the concierge or by phone to add things to your package already, and you won't have any issues. It's always like not even full, those packages. But because they don't tell that to people, what ends up happening is that people come to Disneyland Paris, they go to their hotel, they're like, oh shit, we can't book anything. And then someone will tell them, oh, well, if you go to the front of house at the restaurant, you'll be able to get a booking. They're not supposed to tell you that. They're not supposed to do that, because technically you should be already be able to get your reservation either at the hotel or before, when you booked up your dining situation, right? So of course the people at the front of house will tell you no, because they're not supposed to, because to them, they should be other methods of booking for hotel guests mm-hmm. who should have a priority for some of these dining spaces. Mm-hmm. So if you have a dining plan, or if you're staying at a hotel and you're booking, please, please, please add this to your thing, right? Mm-hmm. Please, please. They can book the reservation for you already, knowing that there's part of your package. But what ends up happening is just that there's a huge miscommunication between people. And of course now, because everyone's like, oh yeah, you can definitely find like on the same day reservations if you walk up and you ask, they're not supposed to do that, but of course CMs are telling you to do that because they have reservations, they know that the restaurants are not full for these places mm-hmm. and also they know that this is another way that you can do it, but they're not supposed to do that. That's why it's like, technically, they should be saying to you as a Disney agent or advertiser on the stuff that there is reservations open just for you as a hotel guest.
Wow.
Jesus. That's why it's complicated.
Oh, gosh. This is really shit.
So please, if you're going to Disneyland Paris and you are staying on site, please, 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 please add this to your stuff, because it's so easy for you guys, like really, really easy to get a reservation as a hotel guest.
I've never done that. I always did only the hotel, didn't even include breakfast usually. So I'm like looking at the website, what it costs for half pension. I'm not sure if that's the right word in English, but that's 59 mm-hmm. euros for adults and full pension. So that's breakfast, lunch plus dinner. Is 89 euros per person. So that would mean, if I'm correct in my, like what I'm thinking, if you would book the full package and you would do a breakfast somewhere, a brunch or a lunch at Auberge, and then still a dinner, you will pay less, no?
Yeah.
Because, or do you pay a different, I mean,
No. If character dining is specifically said, like, on the thing.
Yes, it says it does. You need to check which locations, though. Like, okay. Obish. I think, oh, that's the one that costs 119. So I'm just quickly going to check it out. But I, like, honestly, why didn't I notice? Like, honestly, yes, probably the 89 euros is not for character dining. So it costs 119 euros for a grown-up to add to your reservation for a full day for 3 meals. So will you make a profit? Not sure, but probably something.
Maybe. I would always say to people, don't get the full thing, because you know, most likely you're not gonna go to every, because it's also a lot of like, oh, we need to be there at such and such time. So it's a lot of hassle. But yeah, that's how you book it. And so yeah, it's complicated, but now that you know. What is whose character dining for? That is another question to answer. Like, character dining for me is for people who really want to do characters.
Yes, definitely.
Like, you're not something that, who said this? Stuart from Disney Paris for the Irish said to me, is like, you're not going there for the food, for sure. Mm-hmm. You're going there because of the characters, and so that you don't have to wait. Like, I always think that character dining is great for when you're going through busy, busy times. Like, say that you're going at Christmas, or you're going at Halloween, or you're going on those really high ticketed days.
Yeah.
It's a great way to meet characters, so you don't have to wait.
True. Yeah. I mean, it's definitely for the big fans, the character fans like me. And I think also for families with parents who would like a chill moment.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Agreed.
I think if you like service, like a restaurant that's service based and not where you have to stand in line to get a hamburger, this is a good choice.
Yeah
definitely.
And future, what is the future of character dining?
What is the future of character dining? Good question.
Well, at Design Paris, we're supposed to have some new character dining within the Design Hotel.
Oh, thank God. And is so, like, the brunch that was,
I don't know. They haven't specifically said if Inventions is ever coming back again. They even haven't said that. But we're supposed to have another character dining location inside that hotel. Mm-hmm. Also, of course, like, Meet Mickey is no longer coming back.
No.
It's gone.
Apparently, it's going to be a very big restaurant, right?
Yes. It's going to be a restaurant called Rosalie. It's going to be a French-style bistro.
Oh.
And it's going to be a bistro in two parts. It's like it's the same restaurant, but in two different types of restaurants. Like, they have a quick service section where you can buy, it's like a bakery basically. Oh, and you can buy fresh sandwiches, baguettes, croissants, and all sorts. And then the other side is the actual restaurant where it's the bistro with, and it's also a cocktail bar as well. So
okay
that's nice. Where you're gonna find us next time. But
oh my God, we should do like a tour of the cocktails. We should start in the village with like the bars, go to the saloon, go have a cocktail, then go to the hotels. We should get a cocktail everywhere. Poof, love that. Yeah.
But it doesn't, they were supposed to add more character dining to different situations, but it seems like this is going to be it for character dining for now at Design Paris, just those two locations. And to be honest, I think it's enough.
Yeah.
I don't want them to add characters to another dining location that I, you know, keep it there. I don't like Lucky Nugget. Please don't do that.
No,
don't do that.
There's no space for it. No.
But okay, yeah.
Cool.
That was character dining. I hope you're not so depressed.
Well, probably yes. But then again, if you're a fan like me, you'll probably just keep booking, because that's what we do. We're just,
it's an emotionally abusive relationship.
It's a masochistic relationship with spending money on character dining. Yeah.
So usually we have a question time. So we have a question here. Would you like to read it out?
Yes. So we have a question from Bento. At Disneyland Paris, do they have a lot of Star Wars? I'm a big fan and I go in August. Also, when does campus open?
So I think we answered the campus question earlier, right? So I said it's midsummer. So, well, technically the poster says coming summer 2022, but it's midsummer. So it's going to be June, July. Definitely before August. So definitely before you come to Disneyland Paris, it's going to be open. Mm-hmm. And for the Star Wars question, I don't even know how to answer that one, to be honest, because
there is enough merch. I think personally, you have Star Tours, then you have the big store. Star Tours is really cool.
And Hyperspace Mountain goes in that too.
You can meet either Darth Vader or apparently recently Chewbacca, I heard. It was a 3-hour wait.
Oh, that was for the Star Wars Day. I don't know if that's a permanent thing. Oh,
okay.
But yeah, normally it's either Kylo Ren or it's Darth Vader, depending on the day at Starport. So yeah, there's a little bit of Star Wars stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And like, actually, one good thing about Star Traders, which is the shop that you like exit the ride from, Star Traders always has new stuff, always. Yeah. They always have the best, for me, they have the best merchandise lines.
True.
Because they're always very regular and they change them over quite soon. So if you need like different type of lightsabers, if you're a big fan of the original movies, the prequels, or the new ones, they will have merchandise for all of those.
True.
They still even have the lounge fly that was only supposed to be for the Star Wars Day. They had a new backpack that it was like the hyperspace jump stuff. It looks really pretty in person. So they always have stuff there. So if you're a big fan of Star Wars and you want to buy stuff, like, it's a really good place to go.
Cool. Yeah. I mean, I know, but yeah, I didn't know it was so, so new. So I mean, we don't have Star Wars Land like they do in DC.
Hopefully we will at some point.
Of course we will at some point, but not yet.
No, it's quite far. That's quite far away.
Yeah. If you're going to go pure for Star Wars, probably not now.
No, if you're really just wanting Star Wars stuff, it's a little lacking in that department, I will say.
Yeah.
But either way, hope you enjoy your holiday and
absolutely.
Yeah, enjoy the magic
in August. Yeah.
Yeah.
Enjoy. Okay, cool. Well, that was a fiery episode.
It was. It's a great episode to come back with.
yes.
So I hope you guys are having a wonderful time. Please go onto our Instagram page if you want kind of like more recent updates about stuff. Mm-hmm. I'm always posting my stuff on there as well. Deja always posts her stuff as well. And that is at the dlpclubhouse.podcast. Also, don't forget to like, follow, subscribe, whatever station you're listening to this on. Please give us give us a like, give us a follow, give us a little tick. That would be very well appreciated. And
and you can subscribe to our newsletter now. So we're we're building up to it. We're having a newsletter. We also have free guides you can download via our Instagram. Maybe if we can, let's put them in the show notes of this episode if it's possible already.
Yes.
And let's see what we can do there. But
guys, we have one guide at the moment, which is all about travel, and literally we discuss everything from how much tickets are, train, plane, car, everything that you need to know. It's quite a comprehensive guide, to be honest. I'm quite proud.
Yes, you did so well. You did so well.
I hope you have a wonderful time. We'll see you in Disney soon, guys.
See you soon, friends.
Bye.